Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the wonderful The Arsenio CSL Podcast. And so this one is a very, very interesting one, to be honest with you, just because a lot of things had happened throughout this and throughout the course of last year, as a matter of fact, when I actually had this student. And some of my dentists, to be honest with you, and again, not saying that she's a particular dentist, she could be, you know, someone with every, you know, something else, but dentists and other people who think that everything in terms of life comes very easily and that they could score high because there are simple things that you could say on the test, it's bullshit. For so many years, I've had, well, yeah, and especially this past year, or thank God last year, luckily I don't have that many shitheads anymore, but, you know, I had a lot of students in terms of them just saying, oh, well, I don't know how to take notes, what am I supposed to do? As if I am the Holy Grail, as if I am the black Jesus that has been looking for them for X amount of years. No, there's no other way of going about doing this and getting better except for you motherfucking practicing. That's what it literally comes down to. To hear some of these very unreasonable questions from this particular student, I was just like, you know what? You're going to have to figure it out yourself. All right? You're going to have to figure it out yourself, because these questions you're asking me are the questions you need to be asking yourself. And so, like, towards the end of the, you know, the session and everything, I told her, okay, well, if you have this many notes from this, you're gonna have to extend these notes and leave that very, you know, short. And I'm just like, well, you know, you could have figured that out. It wasn't to me to actually help you in terms of that, but nonetheless, let's dive in. That's okay. It's all about what you got down after that. Me, I wrote down that a chimpanzee uses a stick to dig, you know, insects out of its nest. And to be honest with you, after that, there was a lot of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, man, let me just get some of the key details. And so what it does is they sharpen them. So the chimp doesn't just find the stick, it makes the stick by modifying it. That's the only thing I would say.
Yeah.
The leaves and this and that, fuck all that. That's just dumb. It's too complicated for me. If I had written that down, I don't know how I'm going to connect it with all the other ideas, and then I'm just going to end up fucking up, to be honest with you. So then it goes to the broad definition. It doesn't have to be modified. An elephant just picks up a stick to scratch its back. It just uses it. And its tool under the broad definition, I'm sorry, and it's a tool under the broad definition, but under the narrow, it's not, because the elephant doesn't modify it. You see, it's weird because when you actually hear me explain it, you're like, oh, damn. Well, that's a much more basic and straightforward understanding. What did you do to make it very complicated, though?
Yeah.
That's the question. See, I always ask those really, really good thought-provoking questions, right?
Yeah.
And so, what do you think, in your opinion? How could you make your notes a little bit better?
I have no idea. How to make it simple? Trying to get just the important information, which is very relative. I don't know what is important and what is not. I think that the audio was a little bit fast for me, so I took some notes, but I missed a lot of information that I couldn't understand. So I'm not sure how can I just talk about something that I barely understood.
It's hard for you to talk about something that you barely understand. Okay. Based on the notes that you had taken, but you do have the example, and this is kind of like similar to yesterday too, right?
Yeah, right? I got the narrow one, I got the broad one, I got that the narrow one has to be made by the animal, and the broad one doesn't have to be made by the animal. It's not, if the animal doesn't change it. I got that and the stick. But and both examples, the chimpanzee and the elephant.
So one has to be modified.
I have no idea what they do with that.
Yep, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I didn't get what they do with the sticks. So I have to say whatever because I didn't get it.
Okay. Okay. Now, well, if you didn't get, again, but you understand what the elephant does. He doesn't do anything with it. It just picks up a stick and scratches its back, right?
That scratches its back. It's back. I didn't understand that part. So I don't know what the elephant does with the stick. I know that he took the stick and that's it. I got just that part.
So what were you writing down at the time then? Because if you got only that part, you don't know what else he does with the stick. So you must not have that many notes then, right?
No, I have as I told you before, both classifications, the categories, and that the object used to perform a specific task. The object has to be shaped and made by the animal, the stick, sharpened, insect, that's it. Broad one, that has not to be modified. Any object to a specific task. Elephant, stick, not change. Picked from ground. I have no idea. Maybe he picked it from ground. Elephant just picked it from ground, and that's it. That's the only thing that I have.
I see. Okay, so then it just comes down to what you actually wrote. So, yeah, it comes down to what you said about just a few minutes ago, saying, I don't know what's important, what's not. Because you did write down some really good things. You wrote down like 70%. And so if you're able to say, okay, well, the first thing is, under the narrow definition, it's performed in terms of modifying the stick so it could be used. So, for example, chimpanzees, blah, 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 blah. And then under the broad, doesn't have to be modified. Elephant just picks up a stick to scratch his back. And yeah, so you do have the two main ideas and a couple of details that go along with it. But there are still some holes in which you have to figure out. Yeah, the note taking and just the practice of the note taking. So question number three and number four are going to be your little troubled area. So it's definitely something that we're going to be working on for the next couple of, the next couple of hours too.
Okay.
Well, here we go. It's all about figuring out, like you said, what is important, what's not important. Remember, main idea, we already know in speaking question two, it's going to come down to those two things. Now, I wrote down narrow definition. I'm probably not going to be able to, with a hand, to write down the entire the narrow definition. I probably would only be able to write down an AR def. And then based on what you had written down, it would be very similar. Then there's the BRO def, which is the broad definition.
Okay.
Followed by a little bit of an internal preview, what it does. That's the supporting detail. And then the example and the key point. And so that's what it comes down to, that main idea, the supporting detail, and the key point, right? And so over time, and the more you practice this, the better it will get, no doubt. These are questions that you have to ask yourself and say, well, I wrote down this. I have no idea about this. Okay, this is very similar to what had happened yesterday. This is the same thing that was happening to me yesterday because I felt like I didn't really understand a lot of the things and this and that. So this is a little bit of a recurring theme. So it comes back to what you're actually writing down. And that clarity hopefully does end up happening very, very soon. So with that being said, let's go into another one and let's see. Now, remember, that was actually one of the easier ones, in my opinion. Let's see, though, because it might get a hell of a lot more difficult. So let's see. Three, we're going to do another one. Three, two, and one.
Today, we'll talk about how companies determine the initial price for their products. By that, I mean when they first introduce a product in the market. There are different approaches, and today we'll discuss two of them. Okay. They're quite different, each with their own advantages. One approach or strategy sets the initial price of the product high, followed by a lower price at a later stage. Why? Well, when introducing a new product, companies want to build a high-quality image for it. Products that cost more are believed to be of higher quality. So during the early stages of the product lifecycle, companies can make very high profits from consumers willing to pay more for a high-quality product. And although consumers know that prices will eventually go down, they're also willing to pay more to get the product sooner. This approach works very well with, innovative, high-tech products, for example. Now just think about when video recorders or video cameras or even cell phones first came out. They were very expensive, but then they became much more accessible. Another very common strategy sets an initial price low. Now, this happens when the market is already saturated with the product and the strategy is to undercut its competitors. Say there's a newly starting computer maker trying to gain market share. So what do? Well, they offer a computer at an affordable price, lower than existing brands. By doing this, the company appeals to new consumers who weren't probably even interested in getting a computer, and, well, of course, to existing customers who might now be tempted to switch brands. Now, how does this company make profits with its low-priced computer? Well, one thing that's often done is to encourage their customers to buy accessories also manufactured by them, like printers or software, for example.
Okay, that was harder. Was that harder for you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. Now, first, that opening introduction. What was your opening introduction?
Okay, the lecture is about the two ways that companies set the initial price of a product.
Excellent. There you go. All right. And so the first approach, what was the first approach?
So the first approach is setting a higher price, and when the companies will introduce a new product with a higher quality, they want to get higher. I don't know how can I say higher than a different way. A synonym of higher, high profits,
Yep,
and
higher profits from
higher
consumers,
profits,
correct?
and the consumers are willing to pay for innovative products, for example, like technology, cell phones, which were more expensive at the beginning, and they became more accessible then. The second approach is setting a slower price
The Chinese
when
way.
the
Good.
Chinese ways, I didn't get that.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
I just spoke that out. I just spoke that out. No, I just spoke that out,
okay.
like the EV
We're
vehicles.
linking.
Okay.
Okay, setting a low price when they want to compete and try to get market shares with other companies from other companies, and the customer are willing to switch brands, and this how they make profit. So they encourage to get accessories like printers or more hardware. Good. It was good.
It is not Mission Impossible, senorita.
It's because it's a topic that I like it. It's companies. It's a very familiar topic.
It is. That's why I said the Chinese
I have
way.
no idea about chimpanzees and elephants' behaviors.
But you know how Apple does it, right?
Yeah.
Right? Apple, they want to do the VR. I think it's like $3,500 is something crazy as shit, right?
Yeah.
Set it high first, they're making the market. But to be honest with you, in 20 years, it's going to be much lower. So, anyways, having an idea of it, yes, that definitely benefits you. That's why you ended up doing very good in this specific one. Good job. This is a marketing. So, we now know that marketing is going to be very easy for you. Now, remember, I told you that for my speaking score, these speaking question fours, they are a little bit more difficult than the ones that you are going to have on the test. So, it's always good to, you know what I always say, train hard. But nonetheless, do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally. I always feel better and comfortable with business topics. So, sometimes psychology also, because I can understand some things and I can improve. Or, how can I say, improvisar? Like, create ideas from nothing. You know?
And so it's
So,
easy for you because you can because it comes it's like fresh to the mind. You're just creating it right from the top of your head,
yeah,
right?
and I understand what they mean. So, I took some good notes and I could connect them
Right.
by chance. But with the previous one was very hard because I missed a lot of information, so I couldn't understand what the chimpanzees were doing or the elephant were doing with the stick, for example, and I got stuck. But so I think, well, if it's a business or psychology, I can make it.
Okay.
Maybe biology or astronomy could
Right.
be very, very challenging for me. When they talk about Mars and space rocket ships and that kind of shit,
Yep.
I hate it. I get totally lost. I don't know how to find words in my mind to explain something that I don't understand. But well, let's see.
I see. Okay, well, then it's going to come down to you really building up that adaptability then, huh? It's going to come down
Yeah.
to you really building that whole aspect of adaptability because, again, there may be a time where you're just like, man, this astronomy bullshit and the this and that and this and that. At the same time, remember, astronomy, I highly doubt that that comes out on the test anymore. Some people probably would say it does. I'm just trying to give you some perspective just because I know when it comes to astronomy and stuff like that, it's much easier.